Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed. And with that, we are back, man, for the first time in a long, long time. And it's great to be back on the air, man, with my lovely wife. I am Walter Donald, and this is Couples Uncorked, man, the relaunch. I just wanted to kind of give us a fresh new start, man, because that's kind of what we're embarking on now. Since we've been on air, man, a lot has happened. We actually went to Chicago for my 25th high school reunion slash my wife's birthday weekend, and we had a blast. We've thus moved. We've changed the dresses. And my wife was just adding the finishing touches on our living space. So I'm excited, man. We get some time together for the first time in a long time. She's been doing a lot of traveling with her job, and you know, it's just good to be home, and it's good to make a new place feel like home. And without further ado, may I bring in my illustrious co-host, my lovely wife, Mrs. Christina H. Donald.
Hello, lover. How are you?
I'm great, babe. I mean, I had to kind of let the people know what the heck's been going on with us, man. My goodness, we haven't had a show, I don't think, since July. So
it's been a while.
Catching the people up on what's going on, man, and not just our universe, but the Couples Uncorked universe. So anything you guys want to discuss, anything you guys want to rehatch, want to reopen, you want to rediscover, 646-668-2546. We got action on the line already, man. We appreciate the support of not only Couples Uncorked, the group, but this very show, our Instagram page. I haven't tweeted anything in a while, so I apologize for that, but we definitely appreciate everybody. And we hear you guys, man. We hear you guys. Like, I was just in Holly Springs last week, and it's funny that people were coming up to me, you know, telling me, hey, man, I love what you and your wife are doing. I didn't even think we're even paying attention, man. So you never know who's paying attention. You never know who you may be helping, man, and sharing and, you know, providing your spin on whatever, you know, story or whatever little scenario that we put out there in the Couples Uncorked universe. So we definitely appreciate the feedback. And we're going to keep moving, man. We're going to just keep moving forward. You know, the progression has been great. You know, it's been great. You know, it's been kind of slow because our schedules haven't really, you know, allowed us to do everything that we want to do. But we got a lot going on, man, and we've got a lot coming your way, man. So look out for Couples on Court, no question about it.
Yes. Blogs, all kinds of good stuff. We're ready to hit the ground running now. I think it was,
I know,
we did have a lot of traveling there within 2 months almost. It was a lot for both of us, and then you were gone a week, and I was gone a week, and we've been doing all kinds of fun stuff, so we'll just get into that as we get through the show.
All right. That's what I'm talking about, man. Much love to everybody checking us out live, man. Big ups to everybody running us back on podcast. We definitely appreciate the love. It's been a lot, man. It's kind of been shared, and it's really kind of funny, man, because the last thing that I posted, the last question I posted regarding, you know, would you move to, or would you change jobs to where your spouse lives if it's going to cost you a pay cut and all of that. It was a lot involved, man. I think I kind of botched what the individual was trying to. Well, a little bit, because people were under the impression that the person didn't live with that person, and people were calling the marriage a mockery and all kind of stuff. I'm like, wait a minute, now that's,
why get married? And I think too, it was just Our followers for sure are definitely no holds barred. Let's just put that out there, which is what we like because we are uncorked. However, sometimes they can just, they are brutally honest. So if you are, if you have thin skin, then we'll ask your question, but definitely we're going to keep it anonymous because they'll get into you. And I was like, geez, Louise.
Hey, we apologize in advance, man. My goodness, it was, it got kind of rough. It got kind of rough. And I was like, man, okay, well, you know, to each their own. Man, everybody has their own little thing they have to deal with, their own little obstacle they have to overcome. And when you're newly married, I guess those obstacles seem to loom a little bit larger than they really are. I mean, in all instances, like, you know, when we talk to people and people ask us how long we've been together, and, you know, we tell them we've been married for 4 years. Oh, you're still in the honeymoon phase and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, wow, 4 years? It's still considered the honeymoon phase?
Yes.
But I guess
you know
so.
What?
I guess we're
five
still
years, I think it's
figuring it out.
When you break the hump, I think 5 years is when people are like, okay. But I guess I always tell people it's very different from relationships and marriage because, you know, you don't get the same freedom, and it is a lot. But, you know, I think we're an example of it working well where you had to leave your family and job and some other things behind, your a lot of your fraternity brother, and we came to California. So, you know, I think once you receive the blessing, that's truly what it is. And in marriage, if you pray about it before you make the decision, then it's always going to come to you and it's going to be right. So I think that when you're making big moves, you definitely need to make sure you're getting close to the Lord in the process so you can get some a better understanding of what you need to be doing.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And heck, before I even moved to California, I mean, I did all of that when I moved to Georgia. You know what I mean? So
trust
was there. You know, just trusting the plan and the process and trusting everything was going to be okay was never a problem with me. And I guess the thing of it is, it's a difference in being, you know, married for 4 years, but we've been, you know, we've been together for the most part, you know, a couple of years in there, separation or whatever, but since 98. So I guess, and just getting to really know each other, you know what I mean? And knowing what makes the other tick and, you know, what pisses the other one off and what doesn't, what makes us happy. I mean, just knowing all of that is critical. And I think it plays a part in your success, man, and knowing how to manage, you know, how well you know a person. So it's definitely been a blessing, you know, and nothing has come easy. You know, a lot of people just, you know, if you became Facebook friends with me in the last 6 months, you'd probably go, oh, this guy, you know, he's acting like his marriage is perfect or blah, blah, blah. No, it's not that at all. It's just, I just like to exalt what works for me and for what works for us. You know what I mean? Like, I want to share that with people. I want people to know that, you know, situations that may seem impossible in relationships, I mean, you can turn things around. I mean, we had a lot, I won't say going against us, but if we told people a lot of the things that went on, like in our history, like just coming of age, just get to the point where we are now, a lot of people are like, wow, how'd you guys do that? You know what I mean? I mean, we broke up. You know what I mean? We got back together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we did.
We started. We,
and
we,
I like
we were
to say,
a blind date.
Right, but I like for people to understand that we truly did break up. Like, it was one of those little fake breakups, like, oh, we broke up today. No, we were apart, and we were apart.
Right, we'll be back together next week. You know what I mean?
Right, no, it wasn't one of those little temporary breakups. No, we were literally broken up, and it was, you know, I think that probably was where I experienced the most growth, you know, in understanding, and, you know, just being a better I should say, I shouldn't say spouses at the time weren't that way, but just in a relationship. I think, you know, we always are interested in females and males, and, you know, when we grow up and go through life in high school and junior high, but just becoming being aware of what you bring to the table and what you may or may not, well, you know, root your hot buttons. So I think it was very good for me, you know, being away from you. Not to say that I did miss you, but I think it was good.
Of course. Absolutely. This is Couples on Court, man. We are back, man. This is not a figment of your imagination, man. And we're going to get to the phones, man, in a little bit, man, and let our caller in, our first caller of the evening, join us on this lovely Saturday evening in Los Angeles, California.
I'm
feeling the vibe, babe. I'm feeling the vibe. You know, we got the Erykah Badu bumping. We cooling out. You know, we're at home. And it's really great, man, because when I think about just the last couple of weeks or so, it's like, okay, we're moving, boom, we get moved, bam, I'm in Holly Springs, and then I'm back, and I'm just kind of recanting what an awesome time I had, and my wife's calling me
David Ruffin.
I was feeling myself a little bit, but it's the Bearcats, man. It's the Bearcats, man. They had me feeling great, man. They had my swag levels thumping at at almost uncontrollable levels. But of course, my wife got me back under control.
I don't know who it was that got you to that level, but stop it. I mean,
okay.
I don't see how you got that big head on the airplane.
Look, man, my head wasn't big. I just felt great, man. I mean, look, I kicked it like
did,
I never
it like,
kicked it
before
in my life.
One of your partners was like, oh, well, everybody's just coming to see you. It's like, wait. Don't put any gasoline on this fire because it's too much. I can't take it. And then I have to see the bad guy bring you down a few pegs. And I don't want to do that at the same time because I know you guys have a great time. And I appreciate your Bearcat family, because they have embraced me very much so, and they appreciate me. They ask about me. I appreciate that. So I don't want you to ever think that I am dismissing your other family. It's just when you get back to L.A. and you get in the house, it's back to reality. You got to get the trash out. You know, stuff got to go on.
Get
the butler to take the trash out.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't even acting like that, man. See, you got people thinking I was really tripping, man. Look, it's funny though because them glasses. I don't know. Maybe some glasses, man, made me start thinking I was baby Ruffin or something.
I don't know.
It was funny though, man. Much love
to
all the Bearcats, though, man. And just attended the 151, man, and had a ball. You know, like myself, just unbelievable time, man. Big ups to Source One, Dre, Greg, Dark, the whole squad, man. The Jack Daniels girls for making everything nice Friday night at the Majestic Ball. I mean, with the bottle service, everything was just fantastic, man. It was a great time. Had ball. And, hey, I don't know what next year is going to be like, but knowing Dre and the squad, it's going to be epic, man. So, just glad I was able to partake in the 151 in the fashion that I was, and it was just great, man. Big ups to Monica.
Yeah.
You know, she was recognized Thursday by Mr. Pease, which was dope. Big ups to my man, DJ Big Phil, man. He recognized his mom as the first female SGA president elected for Rust College. So it was just an awesome time, you know, of people just being recognized for being, you know, outstanding, you know, and just being
right.
Great for their communities, man. And, you know, Monica, she's always been that person that made sure we had a good time, even when we were in school, you know what I mean? It was like parties at her house were like, we'd get off the yard, we'd kind of let our hair down, you know, and just have a good time. And that is just kind of carried over year after year into this thing of ours now we call homecoming / Founders Weekend. And oh my goodness, but man, I'm glad to be back home. I'm glad to be watching my baby hang pictures on the wall and get cabinets arranged, and everything is just really coming into shape and form, man. And I'm just really blessed and thankful, man. I really am looking forward to us spending some time together finally. in our newer place.
I know. We have been. I was in Vegas and you were in Holly Springs. It was a lot going on, but we'll do. We're going to get some fun stuff going. We went
no
to
doubt.
A wacky restaurant today. We're going to share that because it was whack. I was a little cranky about that. I'll put the news on my Instagram. Did you take a picture of the food? No, we didn't even take pictures.
I did.
That's how wet it was.
I took a picture of the shrimp tempura, but that was crazy. Like this is the thing. You can't be a sushi restaurant or whatever, and you can't advertise shrimp tempura. And you can't bring somebody just one shrimp. You know what I mean? Like,
and
come on, Bobo.
Two people at the table. Like, we got
the
shrimp. Then you gave me chicken thighs.
Yeah, chicken thighs just
kind of
dominated
the menu.
Yeah,
too much. It was too much. I wasn't happy with it.
Yeah.
So we did have one other question, babe, that I want to ask, because you never answer the question. I'm always fussing at you, but I never answer the question. So we had a question, and it was, why does love hurt? His question was attached to, you know, his friend was leaving town. So kind of a odd shift in the conversation from earlier about moving to where you're beau or lady or spouse was they're leaving, and it's like Jesus was ready to close the chapter, and it's like, well, if you in love, then you go get it.
True.
What do you think?
You know what, and that's kind of the situation that I found myself in. But when love is fresh, when love is new, and you're not really for sure, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess that could raise some questions. You know, like with my situation, like with you, like I knew I wanted to be with you. I knew there was nothing that was going to stop me from being with you. So, you know, in my case, I had to move to Georgia. You know what I mean? In this person's case, he would have had to move to New Jersey, which is like a whole another stratosphere from where the individual actually lives and is born and raised. And, you know, it's tough because You have to like go out on a limb. You have to trust your heart. You know what I mean? You have to trust your feelings. And a lot of times we're our own worst enemy when it comes to that, because we're so worried about what everyone else thinks and everyone else's perspective, and the only one that matters is your own in that case. So it's interesting that you brought that question up. Well, what about you, my dear? What were your thoughts on that situation, and how do you think that person should handle it?
I suggested for him to move. I think that we as human beings have a limited amount of time on this precious earth. So if there is a chance that you could be happy, then you at least have to explore it. Even if he decides, well, maybe I'll go visit her in New Jersey and check out the scenery. And if they're girlfriend and boyfriend, maybe it is just, well, you know, if that's what you want to do and that's the person you want to be with, give it a year of, you know, you visiting, and then get your own place. You guys don't necessarily have to live together if you do relocate. You know, you're just in the same city with that person. I think we put a lot of emphasis on the commitment part of it when it could be a blessing waiting on him in New Jersey. You know what I'm trying to say? But I don't know. I think that at the end of the day, we have to receive the situation that we're in at the time. You know, and
right.
You know, when my company was like, oh, we need you to go to California, I was just like, what? And, you know, it was the furthest thing from my mind. Although,
right.
You know, I knew I would have to move at some point. I was just like, well, I kind of like Georgia. And, you know, we got family there. It just suited the situation. But when they said, oh, well, let's go, you got to go to California, it's like, well, we got to go to California, boo. And, you know, I think we have probably the time of our lives. So, I don't know. Just got to be open.
Yeah. You do. You have to be open, man. And the thing of it is, you know, a lot of times in love, when you're just trying to figure it out, sometimes it does hurt, you know what I mean? And you leave yourself open for that type of hurt because it just, you know, there's no guarantee that it's going to work out. So you always have to have that, I guess, in the back of your mind. But no mm-hmm. one sets out on any course of action hoping to fail or looking to fail. So
right.
It's just one of those things where you have to kind of take a leap of faith, man. And if the love is what it is, then everything's going to be all right. But look,
yeah,
this is Couples Uncorked, man, and we are back. We definitely appreciate everyone that's checking us out. If you're hearing us for the first time, we've actually done other shows before. Like, this isn't the first time we've done this. We've got about 7 episodes under our belt. But
we did want to kind of
relaunch this thing of ours because we're excited. You know, my wife has recipes that she's going to share with the public. You know, everyone's asking,
yes.
like, oh, share the recipe. She will. She's not being selfish.
I will. I know it.
She's just been under a lot of duress, job related, and very busy.
With my large sale. Hello.
Yes.
You won't speak on the business, but it was a big sale.
Buttoning up the largest sale in the history of her company. So that's definitely fantastic. That's something that we're definitely celebrating. But, babe, of course, I alluded to earlier getting to the caller, and I want to. Because it's very interesting that we brought up the situation where, you know, love hurted or whatever, and, you know, the individual that this person was looking to build with is looking to move. So with that being said, 323-667, you are on the line with Couples Uncorked. How are you this evening, sir?
I am good, Red and Mrs. Red. How y'all doing?
Hi!
My man. What's up, Nikolai? Talk to me, baby.
Well, I hate to be a statistician, but the last show y'all had was June 11th.
There it is. My baby sister's birthday, and Nick, by those calculations, you are correct, my friend. What a time. So much has happened, man, since July.
Yes.
I mean, since June 11th. I said July, same on me. I cut us a whole month short. My goodness.
Yeah, well, a lot has happened. Matter of fact, our last show, I told y'all about a wedding that I attended, and I was also in the process of celebrating Ashley's graduation, which, you know, we talk about love and everything, and it must be love because that was the first time I stepped on the campus of UCLA, and it was worth it to watch Ashley receive her doctorate. It was Red, you saw the pictures. It was a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
I got to meet her mom.
Looks like it was great.
Her mom is talking to her mom is like talking to my mom. It was funny because I broke out dancing like Shane McMahon, and she said, "Baby, I don't know that dance." And I'm laughing.
You were supposed to break out the dance too early.
Mrs. Red, I promise you I was not planning on breaking out the dance. It just happened. I said, well, ma'am, I let her know it was a wrestler named Shane McMahon, and whenever he gets excited, he does that dance. She said, "Well, do your dance, baby. This Ashley's graduation." And, you know, it was a good feeling, and I wanted to piggyback off the I did see where the gentleman wrote about his particular love interest moving to Jersey. This is, I guess it's, it lets you know that you're not alone, because Ashley's actually moved back to San Jose to take care of her mother and her grandmother. And, it's tough. It is tough considering the feelings that I have for her. And I actually went out to San Jose this summer just to Shane McMahon has a wrestling move called the Leap of Faith. And so I guess it's safe to say I Shane McMahon this thing.
Hmm.
And it was I was waiting on her to laugh. That's why I paused. But yeah, it was a good experience. I like East Bay, and right now as it stands, it's the let's wait a while thing. Which
I was just in San Jose yesterday. If that's any consolation to you,
did you bump into
Santana Row? I did. I don't know what she looks like, but the next time I go, make sure you tell her I'm gonna be there, and I will find her.
Okay. Well, I just want to say, as it stands now, it's tough. It really is. But I don't know. I guess I'll just say outside of my mom and my aunts, I have never felt this way about a woman the way I feel about Ashley. And yeah.
Is she aware of your feelings?
She is. We had a talk about this last month. And she says let's just wait and see what happens. Like I think it's one of those, like I said, I've already done the Shane McMahon with this, and I think she's being careful, which I understand. I mean, hell, it was kind of scary when I told her how I felt, but it's just about taking that big leap of faith, and I guess she wants to be sure before she leaps. So.
And where y'all leaping to?
Exclusivity first.
It sounds like a lot of complications.
It's complicated. But then again, like y'all said earlier, nothing worth having comes easily.
That's true.
That is true. However, you need to just have a good time until it is self-evident that you are exclusive. And I say that meaning, you know if you're spending all of, you're taking up all of a person's time and they're in them yours. So I think that when it becomes self-evident is when you kind of put the title on it. Until then, you just roll with the punches until you feel like someone else has rolled alone and replaced.
You're right.
I think we always want to put titles on stuff because that's what people do in our world. Is, are you guys dating? Are you this? Are you that? And it's like, we fine. Just let us be.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But I don't know
and
that
sometimes
we're comfortable.
You have to recognize the timing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the timing. It may not be perfect, but you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to make it perfect. You know what I mean? Like, it might not be a good time for, you know, some person to just jet off to New Jersey and chase their love. But, you know, you can lay the foundation. You know what I mean? And when you lay a good foundation, man, you can always build on a good foundation. So I think that's important to remember. Like, no matter where a person may go, if they know how you really feel about them and to what extent, you know, you give them the world, then that's what matters. And they'll always remember that. And they'll always have that to go back to. So everything may not be in a perfect world where, oh, man, we can't be together right now. But you may be setting yourself up for down the road. So be careful how you tread and how you treat the situation. Because if you rush it, you know, then it's like, oh, okay. But if you're not diligent enough, then you could lose it as well. So you have to have balance. You know what I mean? You have to have balance. And
right.
You know what it feels like. You know what I mean? Like, you know when it's right to do, you know, whatever it is that you want to do. But you got to trust your guts and your instincts, man. You got to.
Yeah. And I've even said, I've prayed about it. And I've said, Lord, if she's not the one, as much as I'll complain, well, no, I don't want to say complain, but as much as I won't like it, but But
you can
if
complain.
She,
he know you was thinking that.
Yeah, I'm trying not to because he don't like us to complain.
Mm-hmm.
But there's actually a song I was listening to. It says, "Lord, even if you don't, I'll still trust you because you are good," and that's what I've been telling for the past.
Amen.
The past 6 months or so. And
you've been needing couples on court for 6 months then, huh? What is it, Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. You're like, where the hell they at?
No, what look, Mrs. Red, you know, we all grown, and you know, grown responsible folk understand. So it was like, okay, they'll come on when they come on. Then I saw y'all's post. I was like, yeah, okay, I ain't going out this evening.
Oh, no.
My man.
Where are you going? I told Walter we got to go. We got to find us a jazz bar up here in the valley somewhere. I want to go out and listen to some good music.
You know, I wish I had thought about it because my church had a gospel jazz concert yesterday evening. And, yeah, and it was awesome. And it actually took my mind off of Ashley, if only for a little while. And they say, you know, life goes on, and I've been pushing through the pain, the confusion, the tears. It's like life still goes on.
Yeah.
I'm going to enjoy myself, even if I have to go by myself. Then I found out one of my friends is suffering from heartbreak herself, so helping her has actually been therapeutic for me. And then I get by myself, and I have a little moment. And Chris Donaldson called me, class of 2001, another Bearcat. Big Chris called. He said, "Nick, you've been crying again, haven't you?" I said, "Yeah, damn it." And he said, "It's okay." He said, "This is just part of the process." I thought he was gonna give me some man advice, but no, he gave me some good friend advice. And that was that was what I needed. I didn't need to hear, "Go out there and go dating again." That was the last thing I needed to hear, especially because one thing I learned is your mind can say, "Okay, let's move on," but if your heart ain't budging, your heart ain't ready. If your heart ain't ready, the heart ain't budging.
That's true.
And you know what?
I think crying gets a bad rap. I think that people think that tears mean weakness or tears mean sadness, but sometimes it's just, yes, you're hurting, but at the same time, you know, and we all need a good cry every now and then. I think girls probably take advantage of it more than guys, but I think at the end of the day, you know, it is therapeutic, because then once you start crying about something else, then everything else, you know, you cried about just kind of rolls on in, and it, you know, I think it helps you. It's almost like a little wash or a sprinkle of, you know, whatever could be hurting you and whatever that is, and then you, after the tears, you emerge with a better understanding and hopefully get some motivation to do something different or better, or even just keep going. So I think crying gets a bad rap. So cry as much as you need to. It's for you and any other person that's dealing with any kind of hurt feelings. Like, don't feel like tears are shameful, because they are more beautiful than you can realize.
Well, I know, and you sound like my church auntie, Miss Maxine. She told me the same thing yesterday. And how apropos, I ran into one of my old crushes this weekend.
Oh.
So that, yeah,
hey,
that,
how many
that,
crushes you got out here in LA? That's what I need to know.
There are a couple.
There's a couple. And Ashley is still in San Jose, is that what you're saying?
No, she's in
San
Jose.
Relocated.
Yeah,
oh,
she relocated good. Since relocated, yeah.
San Jose is pretty.
It is. And then the other thing too, I have since I got y'all on the line, one of my dear friends who's like an uncle to me, he saw my woman, my the first time I ever posted a woman crush Wednesday. And the first thing he says, the first thing he says is, "Yeah, we over Ashley real quick." And I'm like, "Nah, bruh, it ain't like that."
Oh damn.
It's not like that. I mean, Red, you know, if I have to give him the people's eyebrow, like, really, bruh, you just said that. And he says something along the lines of, "Hey, you playing a good game." I said, "I'm playing what?" He said, "Yeah, make her jealous, make her want you." I'm like, "You really don't know Nick Johnson. He don't play games like that. Not with the heart,
wow.
anyway."
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
So I was about to put that question on the other day. I said, "Nah, I already know the answer." But it's like I don't play the. I'm damn near 40. What I got playing high school game? I don't think high school people do that anymore. If
I don't know, these high schoolers are a little different from where we came from, Nick. So they might.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
However. And you have to set a date for when you're going to start dating again if you're not going to have a long distance relationship with Miss Ashley.
I'm
sorry to put the pressure on you.
I know. I don't
know
when that.
But
is.
Look, man. Hey, and that's the thing. You know, you don't know, and you don't have to know right now. No one's putting pressure on you to know. The thing of it is, you kind of just.
I put pressure on him, love.
You got to feel through this thing, man. You know? But look, man, this is Couples on Court, man. If you guys want to get on the line with us like my brother Nick Johnson just did, call the number, man, 646-668-2546. We got about 23 minutes left in the show, man. So we looking forward to hearing from anybody out there that want to holler at us, man. But Nick,
yeah,
we definitely
give
appreciate you,
show.
Buddy. Yes,
oh,
absolutely,
for sure.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to just let you lay back in the cut, brother, and enjoy the rest of the show.
All
thank
right.
you,
Nick.
Appreciate your time,
thanks
man.
For
thank
the
y'all.
Time,
Sam. My man. That's my man, Nick J, man. Always supporting, always holding us down, letting us know when we were last on air, which, gosh, that's terrible, man. We,
that was a Facebook
be better,
time,
man.
Sam. That was July. We're on it. If we're together on a Saturday, then we're going to, Saturday night is our time to hang out and do a show. I like Saturday nights. People don't have to you got to go to church. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. However, if you partying or you laid up with babe, then just call in and shout out and say hello.
No doubt. That's all you got to do, man. That's all you got to do, man. And you know, I keep talking about the time I had at school last week, and it's really funny because I had a gentleman talk to me, and he kind of pulled me aside, and he was just like, "Look, man, just keep doing what you're doing, man. I see what you're doing. I love where you're headed. Just keep doing what you're doing, man." And when Coach Larry Anderson tells you to do that, man, I mean, this guy's he is Mr. Russ Collins to me. He is what embodies, you know, what being a Bearcat is all about, man. And I'm hoping he's the next president of my school, man. I'm really rooting hard for that because I think he would be great for Russ Collins because of he has a vision and he's just got a different tick to him, man. Like, we got to get away from a lot of the old politics that Russ College is used to just dealing with, and I think Coach Anderson would be a great, great step in the right direction, man, and getting a lot of those things taken care of that Bearcats want to see handled. So I'm excited about that, man. Coach Anderson, if this broadcast falls on your ears, man, I hear you. I appreciate you. Me and my wife appreciate you supporting
Thank
us
you.
All the way in Massachusetts, you know, Bearcats all over the nation, supporting this thing of ours called Couples on Court. We definitely appreciate you, man. We're not going to stop. It's only going to grow, and it's growing. It's really out of control now, what it can be, but we're excited about it, and we're just going to keep it moving, man, and that's it, man.
You did come back sick from Bearcat Country, so I need for you to acknowledge the fact that 5 a.m., drinking and hanging out. Ain't fun. Oh,
I don't think that would do.
Uh, Without adequate rest. And you know how many germs you pick up from dapping a person?
It was cold too, man. I mean, I think the change of weather
cold.
More than anything got me.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, it was.
Germs make you sick,
man.
Not the weather.
Okay.
You came back to LA sick.
Nah, this is the thing. I came back okay. I started feeling sick when I was back in LA. Cause remember, I hadn't started feeling that little feverish jive until I got back. It was back for like almost a day. So. I don't know what happened, man.
Eddie
Kane,
David Ruffin,
hey,
all of y'all.
Hey, all it shows me is that I'm too old for this crap, man. I can't be kicking it like that no more, man.
You can kick it like that, but you need to take some vitamin C or some zinc on before you get where you're going.
Or something. Hey, and it don't need to be 50, 40. 45 degrees at night and all that old crazy stuff it was in Memphis, man.
Know,
I had no coat.
Your butt from Chicago. I don't want to hear that.
Babe, my force field is worn down, man. I've been out west too long,
man.
I don't care nothing about that cold. Yeah, my force field gone, man. My force field gone.
It was
gone.
Beautiful when we were in Chicago, though. It was awesome weather. For what, September we were there? It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
Chicago
it was sunny.
But Memphis
it's beautiful.
Crazy.
Yeah, I think it's cold there now, and it's like 80, 90 degrees here for the next few days. It's nuts.
Oh, yeah, Chicago's getting some crazy weather right now. Well, my buddy Walt was just telling me it was kind of nuts that way. As a matter of fact, we were in Holly Springs, and they were talking about it was about to snow when we was just down there kicking.
Wow.
So, hey, Chicago, keep your head up, man.
Yeah.
I ain't got to worry about that crap.
We did create a Couples Uncorked group, so we're going to send out some invitations and put you guys in the group as well. And the reason I did that was because we wanted to, on the page, we can't do polls, P-O-L-L-S, polls, so that we can get some of your insight. And that's what we want to be able to do is get some insight and let people be a little more comfortable if they want to have something to share. It's a closed group, so you just have to, I think you can be invited. You know, I don't know anything about all of that, baby. Or do you have to make them, do you add people? I don't know.
If it's
I'll
a closed group, yeah, I'm not really sure about that either, babe. I know one thing about it. We're getting to the point now where conversations want to be had about certain things and, you know, as it relates
Saturday
to couples,
night.
Relationships,
PG.
Sex, you know, whatever. Right. So the thing of it is, it's like there are a lot of Couples Uncorked inbox questions that don't make it to the light of day because they're just very sketchy. And I just don't even know how to even bring it to the public. Yeah, man. I mean, you know, there are things we're going to discuss, and, you know, we're going to do it in an appropriate fashion, but, yeah, some of those questions are off the chain, man. But I think having a group where we can all just be adults, you know, and discuss things openly, and I think that'll be something that'll kind of take us to another level as well. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good. It's an extension of the page, so
right.
It won't be much different in terms of the content, but we do want to be able to, like my hubby said, get into some adult conversations and make sure that we keep it respectful either way.
And we want more interaction from the members of the groups as well, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
With the page, it's cool. It's like us sharing and, you know, people may view it, they may like it, but we want the Couples Uncorked public to kind of run the group. You know what I mean? Because you guys are kind of taking on your own role. You know what I mean? In this thing of ours. Because Couples Uncorked, we initially started out just sharing different things about us and our relationship and things that work for us, you know, and in hopes of helping somebody that may be on the verge of giving up on a relationship that they shouldn't, or, you know, maybe on the verge of taking something to the next level and, you know, don't really know where to go and need answers from other people, which, you know, the Couples Uncorked public has been fantastic. You know, you guys have been no holds barred, you know what I mean? And I think it's been received well, you know what I mean? We know exactly who's going to come out swinging for the fences and who isn't. You know, when certain people comment, we know exactly what they're trying to do. Like, look, boom, this is that, and we can appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So it's been great, man, and I'm just excited about the growth that we're upon with this thing. It's going to be awesome.
Yes, I agree. Now, we did have an instance where I had to pull you out of the Ross over the past month and a half. So
I kind of hit a hot streak.
You did, and I think we, for guys, because I'm sure everyone has, and women, I'm sure we all have our weaknesses, and you are very frugal, so I think I know saving dollars and a good deal won't go past you very long. However, I know some couples that probably indulge in some higher-end things, you know, dogs or cigars or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. So I think when is it excessive, babe?
You know, and I think we talked about it. You know, it's funny because I did hit a little streak with shoes, and we know, like, with moving and finding that box of shoes that I thought I lost, I don't know what the hell happened to it. I really just assess my situation, and I don't need anything. And I'm very fortunate in that regard that I don't. So when I buy something, it's like, oh, it's a good deal, it's a great deal, but as we kind of come to the determination, I don't need any shoes. I don't need any more hooded sweatshirts. So those things are definitely off limits for me in the Ross. But things I do need, which were like, you know, casual pants and just some different types of pants, you know what I mean? So those have been what I've been focused on, and they've been very well priced. So I've kind of focused on things I need and not be as excessive, but now it's a wrap, man. I'm truly done. I don't need anything out of Ross. I'm comfortably wardrobed in every shape, form, or fashion. I've got every type of clothing that a person could want. So I'm trying to stay out of Ross.
I don't think
but
you
the
are.
Deals are
no,
so awesome. I am. What do you mean
the
I'm
deals,
not trying? What do you mean?
No, you're not trying. You're saying that, and I don't believe it. You see, you've only been
really?
Out of there one day. Let's be clear.
What do you mean one day? Well, so I had to go buy the pants, man. The pants were too cheap. I couldn't pass them up. Sorry.
Well,
I needed new pants, man.
No, you did. You did.
I didn't buy
pants.
Any shoes.
However.
I didn't buy any hoodie sweatshirts.
Well, let's just say Walter has more shoes than I do. I think that's a fair statement. Do you think you have more shoes than
no,
I do?
It's not. No, I
you
do
don't?
Not have more shoes than you.
Whatever.
More shoes than you? No. No way.
We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to have
now,
that.
Now, out of all the shoes that I've given away, are you kidding
you
me?
You did give away a lot of shoes.
At one
However,
point, I may have had more shoes than you, but now, no, I do not.
We gave to the Los Angeles Mission, so if anybody want to give away anything to the mission, to support the veterans,
gave to the
please
mission,
give to the
gave
mission.
To the goodwill.
We are.
Gave more Jordans
you know,
away than some people
lean.
Have owned
we're
in their
living
lives.
Lean. Cause you know we got a lot of stuff, baby, and we can't when we pass from this earth, we can't take any of it with us. So we gotta be mindful of all of the crap that we bring from one life to the next. I think.
Amen. Well, we got rid of a lot of
well,
stuff. I mean, I think this move was great because we, you know, we lost a room and an extra bathroom. And I think that's what I wanted to ask you too, babe. Like, you know, we're finally getting an opportunity to kind of be in our new surroundings. What did you think would be the biggest challenge in moving to a smaller place?
You know, I feel like this place is just as big, honestly, like you said, without the other room. But I think the challenge probably is maybe lack of privacy. not that we need privacy, but I think we appreciate it, you know, having a little bit of downtime where the other person wasn't necessarily in the same room with you. Because I know that if I see you sitting there, then I feel like you thinking that, oh, she's trying to find something for me to damn do. So that could very well be the other. But I think, you know, it's I think the highlight is that I appreciate being in your space more. I think the thing that I was dreading was probably sharing the restroom, sharing the bathroom.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been bad, but we haven't been here, so I can't say that it's good or bad or indifferent, because truly we haven't been in, you know, we've only probably spent 3 nights together here. I don't know, or for 4 or something like that, but less than 10.
I mean, the thing of it is, it's like when I think about the bathroom situation, the only thing that sucks is when we both have to go at the same time. You know, other than that,
yeah.
It's been cool, you know what I mean? I thought I'd probably be, you know, shoved in one little corner of the bathroom with my little stuff, but everything fits well. No, you know what this kind of reminds me of?
I feel like I'm in a corner.
I don't have my stuff all over no doggone place, lady. I got one little corner in the bathroom by the sink, and I got a couple of drawers, and you got some stuff in the cabinet. Other than that bathroom's all you. But look, what I was thinking was, this kind of reminds me of the first apartment we had together by ourselves. You know what I mean? Like our own place.
Yeah, long time ago.
I'm appreciating that type of energy. You know what I mean? Like, even with the deck, you know, like the deck is my little getaway. You know what I mean? We overlook in the pool. The weather's beautiful. Like, the sun isn't just beating me up. I can kind of duck to the side if the sun's out. So I think I'm finding my little nook as far as, you know, my little space to go and get away and all of that. And the living room is awesome. Like, the kitchen is more open. I'm with you. I feel like the space is bigger, even though we, you know, technically are smaller. So it's really been great. I'm looking forward to, you know, just getting it in. But look, we got another caller that snuck in the back door, man. We want to get him some love and see what's going on. Scott,
hey.
Caller, you're on the line. What's good?
All right. I just called in because you've only got a few minutes left. I want to know if you're going into overtime and if you're going to be discussing relationships between men and women who aren't really coupled yet.
You say who aren't really coupled?
Who aren't
yet?
Couples.
Aren't
you,
couples.
You two are a couple.
Yeah.
So you two have
a
couple's perspective. So I'm thinking and asking, are you going to be discussing, you know, kind of problems that relationships entail between non-couple, you know, meeting people, dating, all that kind of stuff.
Right. Right. We do. And that's a good point that you brought up, good sir. And, I mean, if there's a question that you'd like to ask, man, we got a few minutes left in the program. We'd like to pounce on you will. So what question do you have, sir?
Well, my question is generally a universal question. What is it that women think that they actually bring to a relationship, but they actually don't? Because when you ask the guys, you know, and they say, no, what you think you bring isn't really what we want. So that's my question to anybody. You know, if any girl wants to call in, any guy wants to call in and chime in the last 6 minutes, are you going into overtime or do I have to come back another time?
You know what, brother? We are not set up to go into overtime this particular podcast, but I hate that we're not, because that's a very interesting question.
Are you on for an hour, or have you been on for an hour?
Yeah.
You're automatically going to overtime.
Really?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what happens is, once your designated time is up, you go into overtime, but nobody can hear you. They can only hear the podcast if they download it after that time. So they have to call in before that deadline is reached, say in the next 3 minutes, and then they can hear everything afterwards.
Mm.
But you go into overtime, but nobody hears you over the air. You have to download it.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So I think that what women think we bring to the table is what we think we're supposed to be bringing. So what we think, when people, when a guy is looking for a woman, we're thinking that he wants a lady that can cook, a lady that can hold the house down, and a lady that is supportive. We think we're funny. We're, you know, I think that we're thinking we're bringing a lot of, I should say, emotional stability, more so than financial stability. So for me, I think that when we're, especially for some independent women, they're like, well, oh, I got my own money, I got my own this. I don't necessarily think that those are things that we feel like we bring to the table. I think that we like to be a homemaker. So ultimately, that's what we want to be able to bring to the table. We may not be very good at it, mm-hmm. but I think that at the end of the day, we want to be able to create a home, a place of sanctuary for the guy.
I would say, yeah, if the woman is looking for marriage or for a long-term relationship, but suppose she isn't. Suppose she's just out there dating and she wants to play the field until she finds
mm-hmm.
somebody.
Yeah.
Your particular answer, usually women don't even say that. Now, let me ask, ask your partner. Most guys,
okay.
we don't care about your financial independence. We don't care about your chosen vocation. We don't care if you're a manager or a waitress. What do we care about?
I want to know.
I think in that case, with everything that you said that we don't care about, I think the only thing that's left is really trust. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And someone is going to hold you down regardless of what they are in this walk of life. You know what I mean? I think ultimately everyone wants someone that they can trust, someone that they can believe in, someone that they can grow with. You know what I mean? Like, If you're talking about someone mentally that is really just kind of stuck in this little mold where I'm going to play the field, you know what I mean? They
mm-hmm.
haven't really fully expounded on what they really want and need from a companion because
mm-hmm.
they're still kind of searching. You know what I mean? Like, when you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you're not going to be deterred. You're not going to be sidetracked until you get exactly what you're looking for. And the thing of it is, with dating now, compared to when me and my wife first started dating back in the late 90s, like
mm-hmm.
when social media wasn't involved, when
yeah.
cell phones were just starting to get underway, like, I remember, like, writing letters, you know what I mean, and
mm-hmm.
sending cards, and doing things that meant something, you know what I mean? Like, everything is so instant now, and everything is so quick. We got to have everything so fast that we negate parts of the process that are important in
mm.
getting to know someone and someone getting to know you. So that's what we've got to get back to. If we really want to kind of solve this thing or figure this thing out, we've got to get back to basics, man. We've got to. Because we do have women out here now that think like men. You know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
and it's our fault
mm-hmm.
that they think like that. Because we've subjected them to this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Once we put them in that arena, it's like, okay, now they have to play ball the only way that they can. So
mm-hmm.
it's very interesting, man. It's very interesting. But, caller, I definitely appreciate you sharing your tidbits, sir. Do you want to
no
share
problem.
Some information about yourself, sir? Like where you're calling from and your name?
Yeah, my name's Joe Montana.
Joe, we appreciate you, man. I don't know if this is the first time you've actually caught our broadcast, but we're going to try
yeah.
to do it again, my good man. We're going to try to do it
yeah.
again Saturday. So
thank you, Joe.
It's going to
yeah,
be
like
something
that
we're
I,
trying to.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Man. I like because
like
I like relationships and I like discussions about politics.
Okay.
So
we won't get into politics,
man.
You don't? Okay.
No, we won't. We won't. But relationships, man, that's definitely down our fairway, man. And we appreciate your call, Joe. And we hope you catch us the next time, my friend.
All righty, then.
Thank
All right,
you.
Take care. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
I
you
too.
I
appreciate you, sir. You do the same, man. That's Joe calling from Montana, man, the first-time caller. You know, and it's love,
Yay.
Man. It's love when it just works out like that. He had some great points, man. He made some interesting points, man. And that's what we want. We want to hear from you guys. We want to expound on this thing of ours. And, hey, we just don't want to talk about, you know, marriage stuff. We want to talk about all kind of stuff because we were single. You know what I mean? And we were trying to figure it all out at one point. You know, we didn't just, you know, wake up one day and we're just this great couple that just loves each other to death. And we had to work at it. We had to build this love. And, look, we appreciate everybody that's checked us out, man. Everybody called in live, we appreciate you. We're about to be out of here, man. It's love.